News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, drinking water supplies to over 1 million people are vulnerable to failure. That's according to the Environmental Protection Agency's latest report. Today, for more, we're joined by Andy Fanning, who's the Programme Manager at the Office of Environmental Enforcement in the EPA. Andy, just first of all, more than 50 treatment plants providing water, drinking water, to a million people vulnerable to failure. It sounds like a pretty shocking figure. How surprising is that?
Well, to ourselves, it's not really. But just to set out at the onset, drinking water is safe. We have over 140,000 tests were carried out by Irish Water, and we had very high levels of compliance, over 99.9% compliance with the bacterial limits and over 99% with the chemical limits. But what EPA is seeing, that there's delays and uncertainty on when certain supplies will be addressed. The 50-plus that you mentioned earlier on, well, there is significant work required to deal with those. And as you say, they do cover over a million people served. They do include leak slip, which serves over 600,000 people. And that was one of the supplies that you will remember with, a couple of boil water notices back in 2019. But what we're seeing is, I suppose, while the work is progressing on leak slip, there are a number of supplies where EPA previously had dates that Irish Water were going to complete the works that now are not. The Irish Water has now told us that they can't give us dates for when those supplies will be addressed. So what we're seeing is this uncertainty of when things will be addressed and the delays we're seeing in certain of works is of extreme concern to ourselves.
Okay. The EPA report, though, Andy, also said that the situation poses a health risk and criticised Irish Water for what they described as unacceptable delays in dealing with it. You've touched on that issue with the timeline. I mean, is that something that Irish Water need to come out and give a very firm, definitive decision on today with regards to timelines, or how feasible or realistic is that?
Well, what the EPA thinks Irish Water needs to do is to urgently address the underlying causes for the delays and the shortcomings that are raised in the report. They really need to prioritise investment into the supplies to make sure that they're safe and secure. I suppose we reference over 50 supplies, but there are over 700 in the country, so we're only talking about 10% of supplies. Admittedly, some of them are very large, but our EPA thinks that Irish Water should be focusing in on these supplies and addressing them in a timely fashion. We have some supplies where they won't be, according to Irish Water, won't be addressed until after 2024, which is unacceptable.
Is this due to legacy issues, the size and scale of the problem?
Yeah, and there has been a historical underinvestment in water infrastructure in this country, and Irish Water has been working to address that. But what we've seen is over the last decade, we have reduced the number of these supplies which require large-scale remedial action. So we've gone from over 300 down to the 50 we mentioned today. But some of the supplies on that list of 50 still are there from from 2009 to 2008, which is over a decade. So you need to look at those supplies and make sure that the people who are being supplied actually have a safe and secure supply. We know that they are safe because of the testing that's been done. But security for the long term is what people need. They need to have an assurance in their minds that the water they'll get today and tomorrow will be as good as they need to have it.
I appreciate that you're not a spokesperson for Irish Water, but I mean, are they going to say that this is a funding and a resource issue?
Well, I suppose this goes to the EPA's job is as a regulator to highlight the issues that are there. The funding is a matter for government and for the economic regulator. But I think what we do is we make sure that the government and the economic regulator is clear about the need and the risks that are associated with those needs so that they can make informed decisions and can engage with Irish Water in relation to them.
One of the things that struck me in the report was even at the moment, like the number of, we'll say, current boil water notices that are in place in parts of the country. But what struck me was it's the number of people that are affected when we have, for instance, notices. And then the length of time it can sometimes take to actually repair this or to fix the problem.
Absolutely. So there is some very long-term boil water notices over a year. So, for example, in Sligo, we have Loch Talt, which serves over 12,000 people that's been on a boil water notice for an extended period of time. A new treatment plant is going in there. But there are some of these boil water notices. And what EPS found this year is that the boil water notices that are put in place tend to last for longer. So if you can imagine, in Dublin, during the leak slip incidents, we had 3 and 8 days of interruptions and boil water notices. In some, we're seeing in over 50% of the, or in over 50 of the boil water notices put in place last year, they lasted for more than a month. So that kind of shows that there's a lack of resilience in the water infrastructure. It needs to be addressed in such a way so it takes longer to address the problems. So what we're really looking for Irish Water is to increase the resilience in the system so that if a boil water notice is needed, and sometimes they are needed to protect public health, that they're only in place for short periods of time so people's lives aren't interrupted.
In fairly basic layman's terms, Andy, what causes these problems in the drinking supplies? If it's not just to do with, you know, maintenance or for instance, things like, you know, lead pipe replacement, but what actually causes the problem?
In some cases, there can be a variability in the water that comes into the plant and the plant not being, as I say, resilient enough to deal with those. Other issues that we see is there's some chemical issues. So in some cases, there may be pesticide residue left in the water after it's treated. And two particular issues that we see is one where if there's too much organic matter coming in the water that's coming into the plant, when that interacts with the chlorine, it creates byproducts which shouldn't be there and people shouldn't be drinking. They're called trihalomethanes, a big chemical name. But essentially, we're working, and a lot of the plants that are on our remedial list are ones that are there to reduce the amount of this byproduct that comes from the chlorination of the water.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. Andy Fanning, Programme Manager at the Office of Environmental Enforcement in the EPA. My thanks to you for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.